Muntasim Al-Hassan was born here, but he grew up in Sudan, so he thinks of himself as a newcomer. Gilly Dannenberg knows what that's like. She's 14 and lives in Cambridge, Massachusetts. She moved to the U.S. from Israel when she was 7. As part of our ongoing Global Nation education coverage, we've been asking immigrants to tell us about their first days at school here in America. For Gilly, it was second grade.
I remember the first day. I remember walking through the long hallways of Morris Elementary School. The classroom on the left was my teacher, Miss Riley. She was so kind. She made me feel welcome because fitting in was hard. I remember many instances where it's like people made fun of the way I talk, of the way I like pronounce things. I remember I was embarrassed at the beginning because I was like, why am I different than all these people? Why am I the same? I look the same, but I act differently. I wasn't up to the slang. I didn't know what they knew. I didn't know like the references. It was all so confusing to me. In that first year, it was just so many things that went wrong. So many things that like I remember messing up on. I'm like, how could I say that? Like what? Like, and I was so embarrassed. So many embarrassing moments. Sometimes it was just like sitting at our tables and someone being like, oh, why are you saying that? Why are you like eating that? Or it could have been like in the middle of class when I'm like reading out loud or like raising my hand and like. It could be like the little thing, like when you raise your hand right now, it's like your whole palm, but in Israel, you just raise your index finger. So it could have been something like that small that someone pointed out and like embarrassed me. I remember we had a project drawing flags of where you're from, and everyone had like the American flag and stuff like that, and I had like a different flag, and everyone was like, but why? Like, why do you have that? One time or like twice, I ran out the classroom crying because it's like, it's a breakdown. It's like it all piles up, and it hurts having someone point out why you're different and why you don't fit in. I'm actually disappointed to say this at myself, but a lot of lies came out of my mouth that year because I wanted to impress these kids. I lied about, like, my parents, or I lied about, like, family vacations. I lied about that. My friends were like, oh, yeah, I went to, like, Georgia or something. I'd be like, yeah, I went to, like, Hawaii, not even knowing. Like, it's just, like, whatever came up to my mind to make myself sound so fabulous, but it's, like, I didn't have to do that. It's just I didn't know that. All I wanted to do was fit in, and for me, that was the only way. But all those like mistakes that I did, all those embarrassing moments, I think they really shaped me. And I, you know, now I know, I remember my first friend. I see her, and I'm like, all these memories flash whenever I talk to her. And yes, I guess persevering through those moments is what really made me me.
High schooler Gilly Dannenberg remembering her first days at an American elementary school after she moved here from Israel 7 years ago.